I'm Brittany Bach. I'm an ORISE fellow in the Prevention Research and Evaluation Branch in the Division of Viral Hepatitis at CDC. Okay. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Happy Halloween, everybody. And thank you for being here on Halloween. So just to begin, I'm going to kind of map out where I'm headed in this. So I'll start by presenting some background on hepatitis B transmission in infancy, as well as an overview of the hepatitis B immunization recommendations for infants, and then a little bit of a review of the literature for long-term protection following vaccination. And then I'll review the methodology used in the study, present our research findings, and conclude by briefly discussing, reviewing the results and discussing the implications. Okay. So I'll go over this briefly. I think it's been covered now in three presentations. So hopefully everybody's a little bit more familiar with hepatitis B transmission now. As Kathy mentioned, it's transmitted percutaneously or mucosal through mucosal exposure. In infancy, the most common way that hepatitis B is transmitted is either vertically from mother to child or during birth, or horizontally from family members and close household contacts following it. One reason that infant vaccination has been such an important part of our prevention strategy is that the majority of hepatitis B infections that occur during infancy progress to chronic disease. So approximately 90% of children who are infected within the first year of their life will develop chronic infection, whereas only 5 to 10% of infected adults develop chronic hepatitis B. And importantly, if left untreated, chronic hepatitis B infection can lead to cirrhosis, liver cancer, and premature death, as we've discussed multiple times now. Okay, so beginning in 1991, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, recommended that all infants receive three doses of hepatitis B vaccine. And then more recently, they recommended that infants receive their first dose of hepatitis B beginning at birth before hospital discharge, which I didn't change the slide on. There we go. Sorry, guys. This may or may not be the exact same slide you saw in Dr. Bird's presentation, but I just wanted to reiterate that vaccination as primary prevention has been extremely effective in this country, and it's really done a lot to reduce the incidence of hepatitis B. And importantly, almost all new cases are among adults now. So to move on, I'd like to discuss kind of in more detail why we undertook this research. So this slide shows the hepatitis B vaccines and schedules that are approved for immunization of infants in the United States. So currently there are two monovalent hepatitis B vaccines available, Engerix and Recombivax, and two combination vaccines, Pediarix and Comvax. And you'll note that Engerix and Recombivax may be administered as a birth dose. However, the combination vaccines are not permitted before 6 weeks of age. So to simplify the vaccination process and to reduce the number of vaccines that infants receive, it's permissible for infants who received a monovalent hepatitis B birth dose to finish the three-dose series with combination vaccines, and also for infants to receive up to four doses when combination vaccines are administered. And you can see those schedules on the bottom that would result. Okay. So we know that some infants might be receiving more than three doses of hepatitis B vaccine, but why does that matter? There's no evidence that there's a difference in the proportion who are seroprotected or who have protective antibody levels immediately following a three-dose series compared to a four-dose series. However, data from a small number of vaccine trials do show that suggest that infants who receive four doses of vaccine have higher antibody levels than those who receive three doses. And this is particularly true when comparing the addition of a birth dose to no birth dose. And that's important because long-term protection studies have shown that higher peak antibody levels may lead to longer-term protection or antibody persistence, and thus a lower probability of infection over time. So results of long-term protection studies suggest that individuals vaccinated at birth or infancy are protected against acute and chronic hepatitis B for around 20 years. However, most of these studies administered a three-dose series. So as this cohort of individuals who were vaccinated at birth age into adulthood, if their antibodies begin to wane below protective levels, there may be some need for a booster vaccine. Therefore, knowing whether infants are receiving four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine is important because it may have implications on long-term protection against hepatitis B. So our research questions were, first we wanted to know what proportion of infants received four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine, and then among those receiving four or more doses, what proportion received a birth dose followed by three or more combination doses? And finally, what factors were associated with receipt of four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine? We analyzed data from the National Immunization Survey, which is an ongoing survey of U.S. households. It collects information through random digit dialing of U.S. telephone numbers in the first stage, and in the second phase, follow-up questionnaires are sent to vaccine providers, and it is these provider-reported vaccination histories that are used to construct vaccination coverage. So we calculated the weighted proportion of infants 19 to 35 months who received more than four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine. We then examined the factors associated with receipt of four or more doses of vaccine in bivariate analysis using Wald chi-squares. And we conducted a multivariate logistic regression analysis to determine independent predictors of receipt of four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine. And just a note, because vaccination isn't rare, we obtained predicted marginal estimates and prevalence ratios as opposed to odds ratios. So for this analysis, the total number of provider-reported doses of hepatitis B vaccine was used to estimate four-dose coverage. A combination vaccine was defined as receipt of either Pediarix or Comvax, and a hepatitis B birth dose was defined as receipt of one or more doses of monovalent hepatitis B vaccine within the first 7 days of life. And these were all of the variables that were included in the multivariate analysis. So we included demographic, maternal, and provider-related characteristics. And I'm not going to go through all of those, but they've all been previously associated with vaccination coverage. So this slide shows some selected sample characteristics for infants receiving four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine on the left compared with those receiving less than four doses on the right. And as you can see, in total, 30.3% of all infants receive four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine. And about half of all infants were white and non-Hispanic and male. And among infants receiving more than four doses, a slightly higher proportion were living below the poverty level, and a lower proportion had only one provider or all private providers. Sorry. Okay. Looking strictly at the approximately 30% of infants who receive four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine, you can see that the vast majority received one dose of monovalent vaccine and three doses of combination vaccine, with about 11% receiving four monovalent doses and 10% receiving two monovalent and two combination doses, and then a very small proportion receiving some other combination. And if we break this down just a bit further, you can see that almost all infants who received one monovalent and three combination doses did, in fact, receive a birth dose followed by three or more doses of combination vaccine. This is small, so I hope you can read it. This just shows the weighted unadjusted four-dose coverage among selected groups. And I, in the interest of time and space, didn't include everyone here, every significant result here, but I wanted to highlight some of the more interesting findings. So if you remember that overall, approximately 30% of infants received four or more doses, but as you can see, among Asians, only 20% received four or more doses, and in contrast, nearly 46% of American Indian, Alaska Native, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islanders receive four or more doses. That's a mouthful. Infants living outside of a metropolitan statistical area, infants with three or more vaccine providers, and those vaccinated in public hospital facilities or other facilities were more likely to receive four or more doses. And on the other hand, infants and families making more than $75,000 per year and infants of mothers with a college-level education or higher were much less likely to receive four or more doses. And finally, four-dose coverage was higher among infants who received a birth dose and among infants who received one or more, at least one dose of combination vaccine. Okay. However, when controlling for all other variables in multivariate logistic regression, only the number of vaccine providers, provider facility type, and receipt of birth dose or combination vaccine remain significant. So as you can see, infants with at least three vaccine providers were more likely to receive four doses, and infants who are vaccinated in a public hospital or other facility, and other includes WIC facilities or military facilities, were more likely to receive four doses of hepatitis B vaccine. And then finally, infants who received a monovalent hepatitis B birth dose were five times more likely to receive four doses, as well as those who received one or more doses of combination vaccine. So there are some limitations to this study. First of all, the NIS is a telephone survey and is limited to persons with landlines. Vaccination coverage estimates are derived from provider-reported vaccination histories, so they're believed to be more accurate, but some records may be incomplete. And we defined a birth dose as a monovalent hepatitis B, dose of monovalent hepatitis B received within the first 7 days of life. So some of these doses may have been received after hospital discharge. So in summary, approximately one-third of infants received four or more doses of hepatitis B vaccine. The majority who received four doses received a birth dose followed by three or more combination doses. And children with fewer vaccine providers and who received vaccines only at private clinics were less likely to receive four or more doses. And just to reiterate, a substantial minority of infants receive more than three doses of vaccine, and this may have implications for long-term protection. However, more research is still needed to further understand how four doses affect hepatitis B on antibody levels following compared to a standard three-dose series. And so far, there are no studies examining long-term protection following a three versus four-dose schedule. And I'd like to thank the following people for their contributions to this presentation. Thank you.
I would think that you would have less chance of recording it. You may be getting the doses, but if you have providers.
My assumption is that the more providers you have, with few providers typically using electronic medical records, there's just more overlap. So if they're not sharing records between each provider, you have a higher probability of being vaccinated multiple times. It would be my guess. And since the survey reaches out to each individual provider, then they're collecting that and seeing more. But the providers might not be discussing that among themselves.
Okay.